In 2008, the legislature enacted a moratorium on specialty license plates. Let me say that again. In 2008, the legislature enacted a moratorium on specialty license plates. Judging by Wednesday's agenda, the House Highway and Waterway Safety Subcommittee never got the memo. Here's Democratic Representative Irv Schlossberg of Delray Beach.
The bill is the I Stand With Israel license plate. Currently, there's a large organization that takes mostly Jewish students. This license plate is going to fund trips to Israel.
And here's Republican Representative Jim Boyd of Bradenton.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. This is a pretty simple bill, but a big issue. House Bill 511 will create a specialty license plate for recipients of the Bronze Star.
And here's the committee chairman, Republican Representative Greg Stube of Sarasota.
This amendment directs DHS&V to create dogs making a different specialty plate. It's for the Southeastern Guide Dogs.
When it comes to specialty tags, Stube has one foot on the gas and another on the brakes. Stube is sponsoring a bill that would make it harder for organizations to get a plate into production. It would also discontinue most plates when sales fall below 4,000 in any 12-month period. The committee passed that bill first. But then, Fraternal Order of Police lobbyist Lisa Henning added yet another layer of irony. She tried, unsuccessfully, to exempt the FOP plate from the minimum sales requirements.
And it is restricted only to law enforcement, so it is not a plate that is sold to the general public, so it takes longer to get up to the time period.
Lawmakers imposed the moratorium after police complained it was harder to tell whether cars with specialty plates were from Florida. And here's how hard it is for lawmakers to say no to specialty tags. Back in 2008, when the moratorium was imposed, there were 113 specialty tags. Now there are more than 120. If Stube's sales restrictions were in place today, legislative analysts say 28 plates, including the FOP tag, would go extinct. That may not be enough to satisfy Senate Transportation Chairman Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg. He considers the annual clamor a distraction.
One of the concerns is that these license plates are kind of starting to become a sideshow. And so we have to get this under control.
Doing that, of course, won't be easy. This session, lawmakers are proposing more than 15 new specialty plates. They urge motorists to support everything from tarpon and wild turkeys to the Constitution. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jim Ash.